T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar has apologized for her controversial comments about Israel.
Politico reporter Daniel Lippman is on our newsline. Daniel, what did Congresswoman Omar say?
So she said that the reason that many Democrats were pro-Israel was because they were taking campaign contributions from Jewish American organizations like AIPAC. And that really stirred up a firestorm of controversy, given that it was seen as an anti-Semitic trope, you know, Jewish money, big money influence, and that's kind of stuff that is not okay to say in today's society. And so that's why she had to back down when she had so many of her colleagues, even from her own caucus, go against her.
She apologized, but in some ways she kind of didn't apologize, right?
Yeah, it was a pretty weak apology, although she said it was an unequivocal apology. So that was a good sign that she's trying to back away from it. But she also said, well, you know, I'm sorry if I offended anyone. She didn't, you know, go above and beyond what's expected one of these things. I think she was just trying to tamp down the firestorm, especially after Nancy Pelosi, the speaker, totally, you know, threw her under the bus and said this is unacceptable rhetoric.
Could House leaders discipline Omar somehow, maybe take away a committee seat?
Well, that's always a possibility. They could issue a resolution of disapproval or, you know, there are other ways to censure a member. I don't see her losing a seat on a committee, given that she did, in fact, apologize. And so she's trying to avoid that possibility.
All right. Thank you, Daniel. That's Daniel Lippman at Politico.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.